信心。
So it is impossible for him to fail.
这四步
，these four steps，
耶稣基督对整个法利赛文化被自己捆绑到死的这种宗教最大的批判。
Was the greatest critique Jesus had for the Pharisees?
你没有看到。
You cannot see.
你不能进去。
You cannot enter.
你知道都不知道。
You do not even know.
你怎么能信
？So how can you believe?
我对你讲地上的事，你尚且不信。
I tell you the things of the earth, you cannot believe.
我如果对你讲天上的事，怎能信呢
？So if I tell you things of heaven, surely you will not.
约翰福音第三章的前一段。
The first passage of John 3.
就是神的道跟宗教文化的相对比。
Is where the word of God comes in contrast with human religion.
约翰福音的最后一段。
The last passage
there, 就是从天上来的，从地上来的相对比。
It is a comparison from heaven and from earth.
完全不同的事情。
Completely different things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天做基督徒，到底我们耳朵预备听什么呢
？As Christians, what are our ears prepared to listen to?
如果真正有一天那个聚会是你听过的，从来没有人可以讲的真理。跑到你耳中，你预备听了没有
？Are you prepared to listen to a truth that you have never heard before in a sermon？
耶稣说：“我把真理告诉你们。”
Jesus Christ said, "I tell you the truth."
你们就因此想杀我。
And because of that, you plan to kill me.
宗教性最大的罪恶。
This is the greatest sin of religion.
这个有罪的人在神面前谋杀他的孩子，最可怕的动机。
A most horrifying motive for a sinner to kill the Son of God.
他想杀谁呢？
Who would they want to kill?
杀讲真理的主。
They want to kill the Lord who spoke of the truth.
所以呢，使徒行传第二章告诉我们
，Acts chapter 2 says，
耶稣基督不被死所拘禁。
Jesus Christ would not be.
第三章十五节告诉我们
，Chapter 3 verse 15 says，
你们杀了生命的主。
You have killed the Lord of life.
上帝叫他复活过来。
But God resurrected him.
这就根本不是普通的宗教的理论跟学术性的东西所能了解的事。
These cannot be products of normal religion and philosophy.
在新约
，In the New Testament，
耶稣把真理讲出来。
Jesus Christ preached of the truth.
招来杀身之祸。
In the end, he had to be killed.
在旧约
，In the Old Testament，
又是把上帝启示的他的事情讲出来。
Joseph revealed the revelation of God.
招来自己兄弟对他的恨跟杀。
And his brother hated him and killed him.
为什么呢？因为他们的耳朵没有预备心听他们不爱听的话。
Because their ears were not prepared for bad news.
如果你一生进到教会，所听的道都是你爱听的，你有灾祸了。
Woe be to you if you enter to the church all your life and only listen to things that you want to hear.
你的生命永远没有被改变的可能。
It will be impossible for transformation in your life.
你的教会的牧师专讲你喜欢听的，这个是很坏的牧师。
A pastor that preaches things that only you like to hear is a bad pastor.
如果神的仆人敢讲人不爱听的话语。
But if the servant of God boldly declares things that we do not like to hear,
真心预备要领受神的这辈改变自己的人，这个人有福气了。
Blessed will be the person who is truly prepared to transform his life.
这就是为什么越多人读更高的神学，教会越来越失败的原因。
This is the reason why the more people are learned, the more failure they are in the church.
我们没有听见挑战性的话语。
We have not heard words that challenges us.
只盼望听我们喜欢听的话。
We only want to hear sermons that are pleasing to us.
上帝照着你所要的给你成全的时候，就把你丢掉了。
And when God gives you what you want, He will reject you.
那么从表面来看
，Superficially speaking，
兄弟们对约瑟的仇恨是很正常的。
It seems natural for the brothers to hate Joseph.
他们感到这个家里面没有公义是很难受的。
They feel that there's injustice in their family.
从整个故事到最后完结的时候
，But when you look at the entire story，
你知道约瑟完全不过是被上帝启示。才做这种梦，才讲这种话。
You will realize that Joseph actually had revelation of God.
所以我要奉劝你们。
So I would like to persuade you.
有人讲的话跟别人不一样的人，你不要生气。
Do not get angry when people say things that are different from others.
当神给你听见你不要听那话的时候，你不要怀恨。
Do not hate someone just because God tells him to tell you things you do not want to hear.
许多上帝的安排远远超过常理的这些现象。
Very often, God's planning is far surpasses the superficial.
上帝在我们生命中间所计划的事情，常常超过我们的喜爱跟我们的不喜爱的。
Things that God planned in our life are often not what we like.
如果我们并不是上帝特别爱的那一个人
，If God do not specially love us,
那么难道上帝没有权柄在爱的分配上有所不同吗？
Surely God has the authority and the privilege to have different in His
love. 未来的事情告诉某些人。
If God tells someone the future,
难道上帝没有先知功能的恩赐给人的这个权柄吗？
Surely God has the power and authority to give people prophecy.
我们脱离常人之情。
Let us escape from the normal expectations.
细心观察超常事情的来临，对我们的威胁跟痛苦。不把它当作一回事。
And be sensitive at things that seem supernatural and not be aware of the threat towards ourselves.
这是很不容易的事情。
But this is very difficult to do.
当我讲到这个深度的时候，
When I talk about these profound things,
我们要学习几个很重要的。
There are a few things that we want to learn.
当约瑟跟玛利亚找耶稣的时候，
When Joseph and Mary look for Jesus,
你不知道你的父亲跟我辛苦找你，你不跟我们回去吗？
Mary said, Do you not know that your father and I have been looking for you high and low?
耶稣是不是妈妈对不起，我以后不敢了。
Did Jesus say, Mother, sorry, in the future I won't do it again? No.
他岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？就在他养父的面前提到天上的父。
And Jesus said, Do you not know that I have to be concerned about things of my father? So before his adoptive father, he said the father.
这是两个层次。
So there are two things here.
当耶稣的母亲对他说，
When the mother of Jesus said to him,
他们酒用完了，怎么办呢？
What should we do now that the wine is out?
耶稣不是回答说，好好，对不起，我忙了，等一下我就处理。
Jesus did not say, Oh, I'm sorry, now I'll get to it.
耶稣夫人，我与你有什么相干呢？
Jesus said, Woman, what have I to do with you?
这个人很不爱听的话。
These are words that are very harsh.
如果你做妈妈的，
If you are mother,
你听你的孩子的夫人，我跟你有什么相干呢？
And your son said, Woman, what have I to do with you?
可能照人的场景，你就给他一巴掌算了。
Normally speaking, you slap the child's son.
你就是像玛利亚这样的人。
But you need to learn from Mary.
遇到这种很特殊的状况的时候，
When this very special moment came,
他就把话存在心里。
Mary just hide the word in his heart.
他回去反复思想。
And he went back and reflected on it.
一生受这个孩子好像剑刺透心一样的痛苦很多次。
She must have been hurt by this son many, many times.
但是伟大的超然的事情，
But the things that was great about her
隐藏着常人不明白的事理在其中
was that she hid this all in her
更隐藏着我们的耳朵不容易听的话进入我们的思想里面
And then she accepted words that are difficult to hear
所以呢他把这个事情告诉哥哥们
When Joseph tell his brothers these dreams
他的父亲听见了
His father heard about it
责备他说
And rebuked him
你做什么梦
What is this dream you had
你这个梦什么意思
What does this dream mean
难道连我跟我的母亲都要拜你吗
？Surely your mother and I will not worship you.
难道你的兄弟都要拜你吗
？Surely your brothers will not come and bow down to you.
连约瑟的爸爸都受不了。
And so even the father could not take it.
一个梦不但得罪十一个兄弟，更得罪他的爸爸妈妈了。
The dream offended the brothers and his parents.
所以呢，这个梦是很吃力不讨好。
It was a very difficult dream.
他得了这个梦。
But he had the dream.
招来的全家的反抗。
And the whole family was against him.
爸爸的责备。
The father rebuked him.
这一段圣经后面有一句很重要的话。
But there is a very important statement.
哥哥们都妒忌他。
The brothers were jealous of him.
他父亲却把这个话存在心里。
But his father kept the matter in mind.
我很有兴趣这句话。
I am interested in this
description. 有一些话你听了你忘不掉它。
Some sentences you will not forget.
然后呢你慢慢慢慢就用不喜欢变成仇恨来对付对你讲话的。
And from not liking it, you develop into hatred.
但是我们要客观一点。
But let's be objective.
有一些我们不爱听的话。
There are words that are harsh to our ears.
到你心里以后。
After you enter in your heart,
你不要破灭它。
Do not just extinguish it.
你不要排挤它。
Do not reject it.
你当作古董把它存下来。
Treat it like an antique.
慢慢在欣赏，好不好？
And slowly enjoy it.
所以把这个话存在心。
And so he kept the words in his heart.
存来做什么？
For what purpose?
不要紧，现在没有用到，以后有用。
Maybe in the future there will be some use.
我不知道你们有没有习惯哈。
I don't know whether you have this habit.
有一些人专买要用的东西，不用的一定不买。
Some people only buy things they need to use.
那么有一些人买一些没有用的，但是有价值，他存着以后再说。
Some people buy things that they would not use but has some value.
我不知道你的个性是什么样。
I do not know what type you are.
我买的东西，我很少卖东西的。
The things that I buy,
90%是用过的东西。
90% are used items.
我从来没有买新车。
I never buy a used car before.
在印尼，我可以有三分之一的钱买一部旧车，我不要买新车。
My older car will cost a third of the original price.
我不需要新车。
I do not need a new car.
我不需要跟人家争风吃醋。
I don't have to fight with other people.
我不需要用新车表示我多伟大出风头。
I do not need to show off a new car.
我就是个传道人。
I'm just a preacher.
我吃便宜的东西。
I eat cheap food.
我用圣年的车。
I use a Daniel car.
那么你说不是一天到晚在路上修理吗？
Does that not mean that you repair all the time?
我找那些老人用的，用了四年还是用很少的，你看聪明不聪明？
I buy cars whose owner are very old, so very seldom use.
机器还是很好。
Good engine.
修一修，一点钱就省了很多。
Just a little bit of repair.
人家看你那这老车不要紧，老人坐老车都一样，都一样是老的。
Old man with an old car.
其实我从年轻就坐老车。
Actually, I started when I was young.
我的个性是这样的。
This is how I'm like.
不必花的钱不必花。
I won't spend unnecessary.
如果老东西很有价值的，多少我都把它买下来。
But I will buy a valuable antique.
为什么呢？
Why?
你不懂是你的事。
You may not know about antiques.
不会因为你不懂就变成没有价值。
The antique will not have lost its value just because you don't know about it.
价值要审判你不懂，使你变成没有价值。
His value actually will critique your valueless.
这就是博物馆为什么存一些没有用的东西。
This is why museum have things that seemingly useless.
为什么存一些用过的东西
？And have things that have been used.
因为它有超历史价值。
It has value that surpasses history.
这些的东西存在心里。
And so when you keep this
thing,
you say it's useless.
没有用。
It's useless.
完全没有用吗？
Absolutely useless.
现在没有用到。
Perhaps not now.
什么时候用？
When will you use it?
用的时候再告诉你。
When the time is up.
雅各就是这个人。
That was the way Jacob was.
雅各跟他的兄弟不同的地方。
The difference between Jacob.
跟约瑟的兄弟不同的地方。
Different from Joseph's brothers.
他很不喜欢这句话。
Was he did not like the sentence.
没有用。
This sentence is useless.
这句话呢？
But the sentence.
有奥妙在其中。
Was there a certain mystery inside?
把它存在心里。
And so I keep this matter.
我现在问你啊。
I ask you this question.
你这一生听了多少你不喜欢听的话还存在心里的吗？
How much of these harsh words have you hidden in your heart?
我们今天最喜欢存在心里的就是人对我们称赞的话。
Things that we keep in our hearts are often praises from others.
或者人对我们这个批判、审判、讨厌、攻击的话。
Or words or they are offensive to us.
是两种东西。
Two things.
我们都喜欢存在心里。
We love to keep this in our heart.
做什么呢？
For what purpose?
做引用的价值。
So that we can make use of them.
做报仇的本钱。
And also to take vengeance.
某某人称赞我。
When someone praised me.
某一某人在什么场合，那个总统说我的一句好话。
On a certain day, the president said something good about me.
这个是总统讲的。
The president said,
有引用的价值吗？
And so I can quote it,
有衬托自己，
to support myself,
有使自己更被人信任的价值吗？
To make other people trust me more,
就我们很喜欢存下来。
And so we keep things like that.
有一次我十一岁的时候，
When I was 11,
我写了六公钱的字体，
I wrote this
毛笔字，
calligraphy,
写得很像很像。
I wrote very well.
有很累的，我去睡觉。
And I went to sleep.
那个时候大概晚上八点，晚上差不多十点多。
About ten in the at night.
我哥哥的朋友到我家里来。
A friend of my brother's came.
看见桌子上有一些毛笔字。
I look at the calligraphy on the table.
他说谁写的，真好。
He said, "Who wrote this? Very good."
那个时候我还没有睡。
I haven't slept yet.
我就故意不要睡。
I purposely did not sleep.
装着睡。
Pretend to be sleeping.
我要听听他讲什么。
I want to listen to what he would say.
这谁写的呢？写的真。
And the friend said, "Wow, this is very well written."
哥哥说，我那个十一岁的弟弟从容写的。
My brother, 11-year-old brother.
哇，这个字体最少像高中生。
The fellow said, "Wow, you look like a high school student's work."
我听了高兴的不得了，到现在还记得。
I'm so happy till today. I still remember.
称赞的话嘛。
It was words of praises.
我原来像高中生。
Wow, I'm like a high school student.
我就故意静静的。好像一直在睡。
And so I still pretended to be sleeping.
再听下去。
To hear more.
十一岁就是这种字。
11 year old and is this standard.
他在哪里啊？
Where is he?
他在那边睡觉。
The brother said, "Oh, sleeping inside."
我连听他说他在那里睡觉，我都知道，因为我还没有睡觉。
I was not sleeping, so I knew.
我在想他在听他在讲什么。
I wanted to hear what he would say.
这个人有写字一定好得不得了。
Well, this guy will be grow up well.
现在很少孩子12岁写毛笔像这样，特别在印尼。
Very few children, especially in Indonesia, that can write calligraphy.
他越讲我越高兴，心里吃 ice cream.
So it's as if I'm eating ice cream in my heart.
非常欣赏。
very happy.
一直不会忘记，到现在还没有忘记。
I cannot forget it until today.
这个是喜欢听的话语。
These are words that we like to hear.
心理学告诉我们
，psychologists would say，
我们印象最深的是被人当众侮辱讲的话语。
The deepest impression we have is when people humiliate us publicly.
某某人在众人面前。
If in front of a lot of people, somebody would despise you and be sarcastic to you,
侮辱你的话语,
and humiliate you,
哇, 你很难忘掉他,
you will find it difficult to forget.
一把匕首刺到你心中, 把你挖了一大揪,
as if someone has stabbed you and then stirred,
永远没有办法出去,
forever you will not get rid of it.
你恨死他,
you will hate him forever,
你记住他,
and you will remember this.
但是我告诉你,
but I tell you this,
神的工作,
the way God works,
神复兴人的话语,
the words of revivers,
常常的忠言逆耳,
very often are very harsh words,
很难听进
去, that are difficult for us to accept.
但是这些产生冲突的原因,
but these words that create conflicts,
修正你的观念,
very often will correct your thought.
神就用 shock therapy 的办法来使人悔改。
And God will use shock therapy to, that we may turn around.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们所犯的罪中间有一件是常常不注意的。
Among our sins, there's one that we often ignore.
自义中间的过分自信。
And that is self-confidence in our self-righteousness.
当自我感到自己是对的。
When we think of ourselves as right.
我们就从来不想改的。
We would not want to change.
因为我认为这是对的嘛。
Because I think this is right.
为什么是对的呢？
Why is it right?
因为我们为自己想的理由一直衬托，所以越想越对。
We support ourselves with our own reason. The more we think about it, the more right we are.
你要注意，这是很可怕的事情。
This is something most horrifying.
错的事情，你不知道它错在哪里。
You do not know where you have gone wrong.
你把错的事情当作是对的。
You treat things that are wrong as right.
你找更多的理由。
And then you go and find all sorts of reasons.
来衬托你自己。
To support your own reasoning.
更多的朋友。
You find more friends.
来支持你的理论。
To support your theories.
你就越想越对。
So the more you think, the more right you are.
所以呢，香港人看这种事情，他说：“你这个男嘛。”
So the Hong Kong people say you are thinking about it by yourself.
你自己在想啊。
It's your own thinking.
意思是说，根本人家都认为不对，你以为想的对就是对吗？
In other words, everybody else knows that it's wrong except you.
你是自己想的啦。
You are your own thinking.
就表示这个意思。
This is what it means.
也是我坐在飞机上。
Once I was on a plane.
就很打瞌睡了。
I was about to fall asleep.
那个飞机人很少。
Few people on the plane.
有一个人跑来跟我坐旁边。
There was a person that came and sat beside me.
你是唐崇吗？
He said, "Are you Stephen Tong?"
我说啊，我听过你讲道。
He said, "Ah, yes, I heard you preach."
我好久没有见到你了。
I haven't met you for a long time.
后面看你的形象好像是唐崇。
From the back, I recognize you.
所以我来找你，
我
跟你谈谈。
I want to talk to you.
他说我不在你教会。
He said, "I'm not in your church."
我在另外一个教会。
I attend another church.
那么我是律师。
I am a lawyer.
我呢最近呢遇到一件事情。
Recently, I met some problems.
就是这四部派人对我说，盼望明年我会被提名、被选做执事。
And the deacon's board came and asked me to be nominated.
我对他说不要不要不要不要。
I said no, I don't want.
他们说你呢又很好。
They say, well, you're a good person, you're a lawyer.
贡献你的时间。
Then you should contribute time and effort.
上帝做一点工作。
To do things for God.
他说不不不不不。
He said no.
不要不要不要请我。
No, I don't want.
他们说不要紧不要紧。
They say it's alright.
我们为你祷告。
We pray for you.
我不配我不配。
He said I'm not worthy.
他们说主喜欢用不配的人。
They say the Lord like unworthy people.
我说我不好意思不好意思。
I say I'm embarrassed.
他说你这样的态度真是需要。
They say we need your attitude.
无论我就没有办法除掉。
No matter how they want to nominate me.
我就对他们说了。
So I said to them,
我老实讲,
I tell you honestly,
我是不配的,
I am not worthy.
我喜欢跟女人睡觉,
because I like to fool around with women.
如果漂亮的女孩子,
especially beautiful ones.
我有钱, 有地位,
I am rich, I have status.
我是律师,
I'm a lawyer.
所以我就陪, 就请他,
so I would invite the person
陪我到旅馆, 旅馆开一个房间,
and then we will go to a hotel.
我们就睡觉了,
and then we will sleep together.
我不配，等以后比较少才来。
So I'm not worthy. Maybe in the future.
那么呢，他们就马上说，那这样就不必了。
And they immediately say they forget it.
我看他们好像来的时候很热忱，然后不必的时候这么冷淡。
So I look at them. Suddenly they change their mind.
所以我要问你的意见。
So I want to ask you.
他说，唐牧师啊。
Dr. Tong.
其实跟女孩子睡觉不要紧，哈哈。
Actually, it's all right to sleep with a different woman.
没有什么事嘛，哈哈。
Nothing seems to be wrong.
我想打他一巴掌。
I almost wanted to slap him.
他的哈哈哈什么意思呢？
他的 what mean?
就是你大概也是这样一样了，哈。
你不
赞同我了，哈哈。
You are like me.
我想哈什么？ 我就气得半死。
I was furious.
我告诉他，如果我就用反法。
But I use another method.
你那一天跟他睡觉的时候
，I say if you sleep with this woman，
发现隔壁的房间你的太太也跟人家睡觉，怎么样
？You discover that next door your wife is with another man。
原来呢，隔壁就是你太太跟别的男人睡觉。
What will you do？
那你感到怎么样
？What do you think？
那不可以的。
He said no， we can't do this。
我说为什么你可以，你太太不可以
？I said why can you do this but not your wife？
我是男人嘛，岂有此理
？He said because I'm a man。
现在的男人哪有几个真正清清洁洁的呢
？He said nowadays men are all like that。
连那些这事我都怀疑。他不一定清洁的。
I think those deacons are the same.
他可能他以为我也跟他一样。
He probably think that I'm the same.
虽然我讲本来没有什么事嘛。
He said that thing seems to be wrong.
你要我要嘛，没有什么犯奸淫的事。
Both person are willing.
一下子就好了。
And
现在又有药，也不会怀孕，也不必打胎，没有什么事嘛。
You won't get pregnant because of prevention. I said no.
那我就整个脸孔板起来了。
And so I look at him sternly.
我说我一生只摸过一个女人的身体。
I say in my life I only touched one woman.
而且是跟她结婚以后。
After we got married.
从来不跟别的女人有什么关系。
I have never had relationship with other women.
她发现她讲话找错对象了。
And he discovered that he found the wrong person to speak to.
她说真的吗？
He said, is this true?
真的吗？
Is it really so?
我说真的。
I said true.
你是随便讲讲的吗？
Are you just fooling around?
我在上帝面前讲。
I say before God, I tell you this.
这是大罪。
This is a big sin.
这不应该的。
You should not do this.
他现在变成懊悔跟我讲这个事情。
Now he regretted sitting beside me.
他要的是什么
？What did he want?
找一些同伴跟他一样。
He want to find people who are the same with
him. 支持他所做的事情。
To support what he has done.
建立他认为对的事情。
To give him credit.
Self righteousness.
那就是自义
self defense
自信
self confidence
自己来维护自己，
你为自己有过分自信，来把自己的错误变成自己把它讲成对的事。
You have so much self confidence that you will defend yourself endlessly.
尼托森讲一句话，
Watchman Nee said,
最大的罪就是自义的罪。
The biggest sin is the sin of self righteousness.
你自己认为你是义人，耶稣基督不来召你悔改。
If you think of yourself as righteous, Jesus will not come look for you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
雅各的兄弟人不能接受这个事情。
The brothers of Jacob, Joseph cannot accept this.
不能听真正的话。
They cannot hear the truth.
但是这种真正的话是神所启示的话语的话。
But if these were words of revelation from God,
那你要怎么样呢?
What would you do then?
我要向你拜吗?
Do I want to bow down to you?
你是弟弟, 我是哥哥。
You are the younger brother.
哥哥又怎么样?
What about elder brother?
因为你早生几年你就永远比他更厉害。
Just because you were born earlier, does that mean that you will always be better than your younger brother?
上帝不能兴起比你年幼的人超过你的成就吗？
Surely God can raise the younger one to far surpass what you have done.
我这一生永远不敢轻看比我年轻的人。
In my life, I never dare to despise those who are younger than me.
有很多现在最伟大的人，
Many of the greatest men today,
几十年前不过是个婴孩而已。
Many years ago, they were infants like everyone else.
很多的总统，
Many presidents today.
几十年前不过在幼稚园读书的人。
Many decades ago were in the kindergarten.
把你的思想转过来的时候。
So when you turn your thinking process around.
现在在幼稚园那些小孩子流鼻涕的，可能以后做总统。
Among the kindergarten students, there may be a president.
有一次有一个小孩子。
There was once a child.
两岁。
Two years old.
在地上爬。
Crawling on the floor.
他父母是宣教士。
Their parents were missionaries.
那么呢，宣教士呢就用很厚的尿布给他的婴孩儿穿。
This missionary gave the child very thick diapers.
所以这个小孩子在地上爬的时候
，And when the child was crawling,
我看他屁股特别大。
He had a very big
butt. 在那里摇来摇去，摇来摇去。
Keep shaking around.
我一直看，一直看，就想10年以后他变成什么。
I keep looking at the child and imagine what will happen 10 years later.
20年以后他变成什么
？What about 20 years later?
会不会做宣教士
？Maybe become another missionary.
结婚生孩子了
？Have married children.
50年以后变成什么
？50 years later, what will happen?
300年以后变成
？300 years later.
500年以后，这个没有事情做的人想东西。
This is just daydreaming.
后来我发现一个结论了。
I have a conclusion.
可能他永远没有结婚。
Maybe he will not get married.
就孤独的死了。
And die alone.
可能他结婚生了很多孩子。
Maybe he will get married, have many kids.
可能五百年以后，他的后代有三四百个人。
Maybe 500 years later, descendants can number in the hundreds.
转过来的时候
，And when he turned around,
他爬在地上爬，转过来看我的时候
，When the child turned around,
突然间看见什么呢
？Suddenly he saw,
就是以后几百个人的老祖母
，The grandmother has many children.
在他的里面
Because this child
隐藏着一个可能性
had a potential
可能变成一个大民族的一个祖先
can be an ancestor of a great people
你不可以轻看年轻人
so do not despise the young
雅各的哥哥们
the brothers of Joseph
不准谁弟弟比自己更厉害
would not want the younger brother to be better
没有心预备年轻的人超过他
They are not prepared that the young will surpass them.
他们说，难道我们都向你下拜吗？
So they ask, will we all then bow to you?
恨他。
And they hated him.
为什么恨他呢？
For what purpose?
因为我是哥哥。
Because I'm the older one.
我一定要比你厉害才干的。
I must be better than you.
你是晚辈。
You are younger.
你是不可以超过我的。
You cannot surpass me.
我告诉你，就是这种人使世界历史不常见的。
This is the reason why human history is in such a bad shape.
伟大的心灵是什么呢？
A great soul
后生可畏
is one that will respect the younger
我们欣赏我们的后生
and appreciate those who are younger
为他们祷告
and pray for them
盼望他们超过我们的期待
that they will surpass us
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ said
你们要做比我更大的工作
you are to do greater tasks than I have
耶稣基督一生
in the life of Jesus
只在加利利跟犹太地走来走去
He only moved around Galilee and Judea.
耶稣基督一生
in the life of Jesus,
从来没有说到罗马城去看看伟大的国都是什么形象。
He has never gone to Rome to visit the great empire.
到巴比伦去看看过去的古迹有什么。
Or go to Babylon to see ancient sites.
看看这个犹太地以外他所造的世界多么多人。
And the world that he has created outside of Judah.
拘束在那里。
But he constrained himself there
对他的学生说,
and said to his students,
你们要做比我更大的事。
You will accomplish greater tasks than I have.
你是不是伟大的人?
Are you a great person?
你有宽宏的心?
Do you have this generosity in your heart?
你有没有尊重后一辈的人?
Do you respect the later generation?
有一次在德国发生一件事,
in Germany, something once happened.
一个很伟大、全国出名的大教授。
A great professor, well known in the country,
去参观一个小城市一个小学
went to visit a primary school in a village.
小学校长非常感到不好意思
The principal felt very awkward.
这么名人来访问这个小学
Such an important professor coming to visit us.
所以当这个教授进到课堂的时候
When the professor entered into the classroom,
这个老师就要说起立鞠躬
teacher asked the student to rise and bow.
当他还没有开口的时候
But before she said that,
这个大教授先对那一班五年级的学生先鞠躬
The professor bowed to the primary five students first.
这个校长很不好意思
So the principal felt embarrassed.
他说对不起我们来不及站起来你已经先鞠躬
He said I'm sorry before we stood up you already bowed to us.
原谅我们太慢
Forgive us for being too slow.
我们应当尊重你
We should honor you first.
他讲一句话
And he said this.
不是
No,
我已经老人家了。
I am very old.
我应当对德国的下一辈鞠躬。
I need to honor the next generation of Germany.
我相信他们这班里面
，I believe within the class，
已经有很多人会超过我现在的成就。
Many of them will surpass the work that I have done.
他讲什么话呢
？And he said，
他讲预言呐、啊。
He was prophesizing.
他讲一句伟人的预言。
A prophecy from a great man.
就那一班的学生里面。
That among that particular class,
后来有一个长大起来变成马丁路德。
One grew up and became Martin Luther.
整个世界受轰动。
The entire world was influenced by him.
信徒得着复兴。
That there is revival among the believers.
马丁路德所翻译的德文新约圣经。
The German Bible translated by Martin Luther.
这五百年来成为德国语言的基础。
Has become the standard foundation of the Germanic language for the past 500 years.
那时候他不过是一个十一岁的孩子。
But at that time he was but an 11-year-old child.
是一个这个没有名的小孩子。
Was just unknown.
但是呢
，However，
这个教授用说预言的话。
This professor prophesied.
宽大的心灵。
And he had a generous spirit.
远大的眼光。
A foresight.
讲了一句超历史性的话语。
And to give a statement that surpasses history.
尊重下一辈。
That I will honor the next generation.
中间要有人要兴起。
One will rise among them.
超过我所有的成就。
And accomplish more than I ever have.
现在弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当上帝从我们的年轻人兴起伟大人物的时候。
When God raised from among our young a great person.
你预备心了吗？
Are you prepared for this?
但是年轻人不要以为你就是那个哈。
But that doesn't mean that you are the one.
你不要先夜郎自大。
Do not first be arrogant.
我们每一个人
，Every one of us，
存心尊敬过去的人。
In our heart, we honor those who are past.
信任未来的人。
And trust the future.
那么让神所兴起的人
，The person that God will raise，
受到应当受的尊重
，Will be honored.
求主帮助。
May the Lord bless us all.
新加坡有一个学院叫做金链神学院。
In Singapore, we have a seminary called Kim Lian Seminary.
是特别为纪念宋尚杰博士而创立的。
Was set up to remember Professor John Song.
但金链神学院40周年的大庆是请我讲道。
The 40th anniversary of Kim Lian Seminary, I was the featured speaker.
那大概是20多年前。
20 over years ago.
我讲道，我提到一件事。
When I preach, I mentioned this one thing.
我说这40年来。
I said for 40 years,
你们口口声声宋博士，宋博士。
You kept referring to Dr. John Song.
这表示一件不好的事情。
It tells us that something is not so good.
40年来
It, for the 40 years,
只有一个宋尚杰永远被纪念。40年来没有什么大人物出现的。
It means you only remember one John Song and no one else came out.
那历史在接下去的时候
，And when history progresses，
继续不断只纪念一个伟人。
You only remember this one great person.
表示这伟人以后我们就没有前途。
It means that we have no future apart from this man.
开始祷告。
Let us pray now.
以后的第二个40年
，That the second 40 years，
兴起比宋博士更大的仆人。大到一个地步，他变成不重要，不必纪念他。
That another great servant will be raised so great that you will forget about John Song.
教会历史就前进。
Then the church will have progression.
坐在我旁边的
，The person that sat beside me
是这一个BGSD 的老的院长叫什么？
郭克昌。
郭克昌牧老牧师。
The Reverend 郭克昌。
那个时候他对我说：“陶牧师啊。”
At that time he said to me，
这四十年来从来没有人讲这样的话。
For 40 years, no one dared to say things like that。
你是第一个讲这样的话。
You are the first。
我是诚实讲。
But I say it honestly。
我盼望你们中间
，I pray that among you，
比我更才干。
There will be one with more talent，
更有恩赐
，more gifts，
更有勇敢
，more boldness，
更有能力
，more power，
更有信心的人
，more faith，
兴起来。
A person like that more than me，
更大的工作
，that you accomplish greater than me，
大到一个地步
，so great，
我就根本算不了什么
，that I will be nothing，
不必纪念
，that you don't have to remember me，
因为太小了。
Too trivial.
更大的人出来的时候
，When this greater servant comes，
从前的成就算不得什么。
The accomplishment of the past means nothing.
以后的前途就更好了。
And then we will have a better future.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从这件事看见
，From this incident，
约瑟的哥哥们
，We can recognize the brothers of Joseph.
下比他有才干的以外，什么工作都做不到的。
They cannot accomplish anything else except bully the younger one.
这是很可怜的事情。
Something very pathetic.
我做一点见证啊。
I will give you a testimony.
两年前
，Two years ago，
我对我的传道人说
，I said to my preachers，
你们要去开布道会
，You must go and have gospel rallies。
那么没有人请怎么办呢
？But no one will invite you。
你们去接洽学校
，I said you go contact the schools。
基督教的教长
，A Christian principals。
对儿童开布道会
，And preach to the children。
他们就去了
，And so they went。
结果派15个人
，I sent 15 of them。
定他们开布道会
，And tell them to start gospel rallies。
缺乏的时候
，When they have no money，
我们要支持
，We will support，
因为对大人开布道会有奉献，对小孩子开布道会要贴钱。
You have offering when you preach to the adults, but not the children.
每一个人都盼望做有余钱的工作，不肯做贴钱的工作。
Everyone want to do things that have surplus, not the deficit.
我小的时候，我年轻时从儿童布道起家的。
But I started gospel rally among the children.
所以我劝他们这么做。
So I tell them to do the same.
那么我定下今年你们要对20,000人传福音。
I told them the target is to preach to 20,000 people.
结果等圣诞节结束的时候，总结算。17,800人参加这些布道会。
But in the end, 17,800 came.
15个年轻的传道人就振奋起来了。
15 young preachers were fervent.
他们勇敢起来。
And they went boldly.
地坐下来。
Sit down.
去年是第二年。
Last year was the second year.
我们定20,000人。
We set the target at 20,000.
变成40,000人。
And then change it to 40,000.
结果到年底的时候算出来了。
At the end of the year.
一共参加聚会的是45,920个人。
45,920 people attended.
超过我们所定的目标。
So surpassing our target.
结果他们说，唐牧师那是爪哇岛啊。
Dr. Tong, they tell me Dr. Tong, that's about Java.
Sumatra 北部。
The northern Sumatra.
南部。
the south，
还有斯拉班奖的海岛
and the islands，
卡里曼丹也有布道会
and also Kalimantan there were also gospel rallies，
把这些都加起来，原来已经超过十万人了。
If we add all these things up, more than 100,000 would have come。
今年年初的时候
，in the beginning of this year，
我今年的目标是150,000人。
I said this year's target is 150,000 people。
哇，他们说每年加这么多吓死人。
They say you keep increasing the target，
就是增加心理压力。
There's a lot of pressure. I said no。
就是增加你们勇敢的心，创作更新的历史的一个挑战。
This is a challenge that you may accomplish greater things in history。
有一个传道人跑到门纳多去。
One preacher went to Manado。
去对市长说。
To say to the mayor。
我们的教会唐牧师要派我们到这里对很多的学校开布道会。
Dr. Tong has sent us to many of your schools。
市长说很欢迎。
The mayor said welcome you。
是不是那个唐崇荣
？Is it Stephen Tong？
啊，这个应该来。
He said he should come。
我就是从小听他讲道的。
Because I listened to him when I was young。
他的工作我一定支持。
So I will support his work。
市长的孩子。
The children of the mayor。
原来也听过我讲道。
Also have heard me。
我就跟你们做你们筹备委员会里面的人。
They say I become your organizing。Committee member.
结果呢
？In the end，
他们不但预备几万人的布道会
，Not only did they prepare gospel rallies in all the schools.
上两个礼拜
，Two weeks ago，
另外一个人到 Solo 去
，Another person went to Solo.
找哪边的一个基督徒的文化部
，Look for a culture department.
开了一个布道会
，And they had a gospel rally.
报纸，哎，这个把照片给我看
，And they showed me the picture.
我的副牧师开布道会，5,000个人来听。
5,000 came to my associate pastor.
派人到加里曼丹去。
And Kalimantan.
加里曼丹的副省长从小听过我讲道。
The vice city mayor heard me before.
现在我小小的儿童布道会的听众，做市长，做副省长。
Early days they were all children. Now they are mayors and vice mayors.
所以他们到处都在筹备。
And so we prepare all over the place.
前天开会的时候。
Two days ago.
他们说150,000太少了。
They say Dr. Tong 150,000 target too low.
今年会超过200,000人。
We think we will hit 200,000.
你说有没有一个教会的传道人在一年里面对200,000人讲道？
Are there preachers that will preach to 200,000 people?
可能吗？
Is it possible?
所有不可能的事情都可能的。
All the impossibilities can become possible.
我昨天对他们说。
I said to them yesterday.
你知道我一个祷告在心里，你们不知道。
I have a prayer in my heart that you do not know.
对上帝立约。
I had a covenant with God.
所有在我们归正福音教会做副手的牧师
Those who are vice leaders in our church.
I will make them great preachers.
我会使他们成为伟大的传道人。
我要盼望他们起来。
I pray that they will arise.
勇敢起来。
Boldly.
不要用不可能、不可能的话来自己捆绑。
Do not constrain yourself with impossibilities.
可能去为主奋斗。
But with the spirit of possibilities, we fight for the Lord.
夺回以色地。
To seize the lost lands.
争取主流。
To fight to be the mainstream.
100年前。
100 years ago.
灵恩派什么都没有。
The charismatics had nothing.
他们现在雄心大志超过100年前，长老会、卫理公会。这个圣公会、路德会四大宗派在新加坡所有的总和。
And now, 100 years later, they have more people than the four major denominations together.
他们有雄心吗？
Because they were ambitious.
为什么有雄心的人教义信仰都乱七八糟呢？
But why did they have such wrong doctrines?
为什么有信仰的人都没有雄心呢？
But those of us with right doctrines, we have no ambition.
Why should be like this? People with the right theology has no ambition.People with the right ambition has no theology. 为什么要这样呢？
Why should this be the case?
所以我们一定要勇敢起来。
So we must be bold.
做上帝的工作。
To do the work of God.
如果我们是约瑟的哥哥们。
If we are the brothers of Joseph.
我们悔改。
We need to repent.
我们盼望可以听见我们不喜欢听的弟弟的话语。
That we will hear the words that we do not like from our younger brother.
因为上帝启示他。
Because God has revealed to him to speak to him.
我不要听，不要听。
It's all right that I do not want to listen to.
神的事一定要成就。
But I must accomplish the work of God.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
今天这一段的很简单的圣经里。
From this simple passage of the Bible.
看见历史的主。
We can see the Lord of history.
所预备的事。
The things that He has prepared.
很难接受。
It's difficult for us to accept.
不要把自己绝对化。
Do not make yourself absolute.
来轻看年轻的人。
And despise the young.
就因为这个态度。
Because of this attitude,
所以我今年68岁，还可以对很多的年轻人讲道。
I am 68 this year. I still can preach to many young people.
他们心灵的深处知道我对历史是有期待的。
In the end, in their heart, they know that I have expectations towards history.
你愿意不愿意看见，在你有生之年，很多比你年轻人被兴起来？
Are you willing to see within your lifetime the revival of many young people?
Amen.
Amen.
新加入教会要从这个心态复兴起来。
We must revive the church in Singapore from this attitude.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.